You are now in the loop with Single in the Loop.
Here's a story of a lovely podcast that was recording in this horrible quarantine. Yep, we're back at it again. Another week of quarantine in the loop with Single in the Loop.
We here.
Episode 90.
90.
Single in the Loop, y'all. We don't know what the fuck to do at this point. Like, you know what? Let me be clear, okay? I am very happy that we are in quarantine, okay?
Right.
I'm complaining, but I'm not complaining. Like, yes, I would like to get back out in these streets and do hood things with my friends. But at the same time, I like my life. I like my parents being alive. I like my grandmother being alive. You know? So I'm going to stay my ass in the house. That's where we're at right now. But we're episode 90. We've been doing this. I feel like we're actually past 90 episodes. But as far as what we have put out has been 90 episodes. Right?
Well, I was just about to ask you because I was like, is this really 90? Or did we start over at a certain point in the numbers?
No, not really. So this is technically 90. We had a few episodes that didn't come out. And that was like a small amount, like a very, very small amount of episodes that didn't come out. I want to say maybe like three or four. Other than that, if you want to go back to like the beginning of Single in the Loop, those other episodes have been deleted, but I didn't restart the count of.
So it's kind of like the computer kind of just like numbered them after you deleted.
No, I numbered them. I number them when we put them up. Oh, okay. I just deleted like 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, they were episodes that people listened to. They just don't exist anymore as far as like SoundCloud is concerned. But all, this is episode 90 for us. Period.
We are just trucking along.
You know, I feel like the way this is going, what we do what, 4 episodes a month? We might, I don't know. I feel like we'll be cutting it close for 100 episodes. We might be cutting it close, depending on how much longer we're going to be in the house.
Right. Safety first. Like we said again, we have been socially distant.
I know. I miss my friend.
I'm not going to say no names, but I have been seeing podcasts for report together. Ooh. And that's not what we're supposed to do.
Let people live their lives, okay?
Okay, they ain't gonna have a life if they keep doing that. Okay?
She done called y'all the fuck out.
I ain't called nobody out. I just said I've seen stuff.
So I've seen with my little eyes. I spy with my eyes some podcasts is doing the wrong fucking things.
I mean, another week. I had to get some braids. I had to do something with my hair. I couldn't take it no more. I just had to put my hair under some type of like permanent control for the next like month or two.
Doesn't it feel good though?
I only see myself having these for like a month. I can't do any longer.
No, you need to have it longer than that. Cause what's the point? Okay, so we're gonna be social distancing for another 2 months. So you're gonna take them down in the mid. Then you're gonna be looking crazy again. Then what?
I'll take them down and get them redone.
Oh, okay. What the, you don't keep braids for a month and then get them redone.
Why not?
Because that's not what you do.
Well, I mean, in the terms of, like, wanting to take it down and get it redone.
I mean, you can, but that's not the point of getting your hair braided. You're supposed to keep your hair braided for at least 2 to 3 months and then get them redone. Not like, yeah. You wash your hair in the process, Nina. See, Nina's not an advocate braid wearer. I'm an advocate braid wearer. So it's like,
I'm not.
Yeah, no, that's not the point of that.
Redo in about a month.
So Nina did get her hair done during social distancing. but she did in the comfort. I said Nina did get her hair done in the midst of social distancing, but
right. So I did a house call. So I did not go to a salon. I did a house call, and it was not a stranger. It's my hairstylist I've known for years. She wore a mask the entire time. Mm-hmm. Like before she even came in the door, she had on a mask. I had on a mask. She also had a big bottle of alcohol, like fresh different alcohol to sterilize all the things she was using. And so, yeah, I felt completely safe because she was being safe. Yeah. Like, that's what puts your mind at ease. If they're cautious and, like, nervous, then it's like, okay, we on the same page.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got my hair done, all that kind of stuff. Still getting things through Amazon.
Girl, I know Amazon and UPS and regular mail try to pull up to my house at this point.
I mean, they probably like it because it's a legit routine and they know where they're going. If it's the same person.
I don't know if it's the same person or not.
Probably not.
But yeah.
Like, as many new people as Amazon has hired, I doubt if it's the same person.
Yeah. So my issue with that though, because like somebody, like the post office literally just rung my doorbell before we start recording, and it was 3 boxes outside, right? Only one of those boxes belonged to me. Okay, so I'm not spending all my money, I'm not spending all my stimulus check. Only one box belonged to me. And my box, like the tape wasn't even on the box, it was just like, literally, you know how you tape a box and you undo it and like so the box is kind of stuck to the tape, but the tape is still taped like a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's how my box was. And it was only one piece of tape.
So somebody tried to open it?
Somebody did open it. That's the issue. That's the second package I got. And I'm trying to remember where the other package came from. I want to say it came from UPS where it was tape on it, but you know how you cut the seam of the tape, like where the box folds, and you cut it to open it?
Yeah.
It was already cut. Like, it was no tape holding it closed. And I'm like, who the fuck keep going through my goddamn packages? Y'all bitches better stop fucking playing with me. Okay? Because I'm tracking my packages. Like, I track them every day. Like, I wake up in the morning, you know, I do my meditation. I'm like, okay, let me track my packages because I know I got some shit coming. So if something don't show up to my house, I'm showing up for you. Like, stop playing with my packages. I don't know what that's about.
I just wonder what they're looking for.
Something to steal. Something to steal.
But working in the pub, like that could be any box though. Like, you know what I mean?
You know what? But what I would say is those two boxes that came open look like it could possibly have a laptop in it. That box, you know how the laptop box kind of opens upwards, pull out and opens upwards? Those two boxes look like that. So now that I'm thinking about it right now, so maybe they're looking for electronics. Like, oh, this looked like it could be a computer or a laptop or a tablet or something like
That's true.
But still, bitch, even if it is, bring me my shit. Don't be playing with me.
Yeah.
I hate a thief. Y'all know I hate a thief, okay? So y'all want to keep y'all job and y'all lives? Don't be stealing from people. Shit is not cool.
I'm still waiting on my Savage Fenty. Like, Rihanna, we got to talk because...
Have you got a shipment information yet?
It said it was on its way, but that was like 4 days ago.
Did you track it?
Yeah. It's like in Indianapolis.
Oh, somebody just stole it and gave it to their girlfriend. Like, one of my friends on Facebook.
No, but like, I ordered that shit like 2 weeks ago. Then they said it was going to be a delay. So, you know, they sent me an email saying it was going to be a delay. Then they sent me something last week saying it was on its way. So I'm like, Reed, can you like tap into Amazon's system real quick?
I feel like everybody's just ordering though. Because even I ordered something on the 1st of April and that bitch still haven't got here yet. Okay, yeah.
Whoa.
I'm not even going to go into that.
But where is it?
I don't know. They sent me a tracking number that does not fucking exist. So somebody has to run me my money.
The tracking number doesn't exist?
Like, every time I try to, it didn't give me like, okay.
Anywhere.
Yeah, it didn't give me like, okay, this is UPS, this is FedEx, this is whatever tracking. It's just a fucking tracking number. Like, who ships your items? So it's like, what the fuck? You know what? That's okay. I'm gonna get on them in a little bit, but
I suggest not ordering from, like, you want to help small, like, businesses.
But yeah, because this was a small business too. And I'm like, bitch, run me my $57 back. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Give me my money.
I ordered a mask. It took 2 weeks for me to get a fucking mask from somebody that lives in Houston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't do it.
And I had to remind this person that I ordered something from their business. That's bad business. It's like, you want to help people, especially people of color, but then they start acting like they color, and then that's when I gotta exit.
Okay, that was cute. You know, I tried. That's bad. We gonna work this thing out, Lord. I'm gonna keep trying to support my black business and stuff, but I need y'all to stop playing. But one of my friends on Facebook said she had got her Jordan stole, those same ones you had ordered from UPS, was supposed to be shipping them, and the motherfuckers ain't never show up, but they said that it was delivered. So they out here stealing shit. I'm just saying. Yep.
Whoa. And those shoes was a UPS ground, so you had to sign for, well, I got that and some other stuff from, did she get it through Foot Locker?
I think so. I think, because she had posted the whole information and everything, and I'm like, ooh, girl, they got you, girl. Mm-mm.
Well, I always release the authorization so I don't have to sign it in case if I'm not there. But I knew exactly when that shit dropped off. As soon as I got that notification, went and grabbed my shit, okay? Yeah, people, but that's another thing. Like, ordering expensive things this time is really sketchy because people know that people and residents are ordering a lot of stuff because there's nothing else to do.
Right.
So people are looking at these packages, so they're like, oh, people are ordering, like, everything. Furniture,
Wait, who ordering furniture though? Why are you ordering furniture? Well, you know what? I take that back. I know somebody that's ordering some furniture.
Because I've been looking at home, and it's not a bad time to order furniture. I mean, it really
is. This is true, and this is the good time for you to, like, revamp, like, a room or something like that. So I ordered a table, so I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But
right.
It was like a work table.
Stuff yet, but if I find the right patio stuff I want, perfect time to do it, because I have time to skim through stuff, look at color schemes, and just do that. But
I think the only thing I'm not buying right now is, like, clothes. I don't want to buy any clothes right now because
buying clothes.
I have not. I don't want to buy clothes because I want to lose weight. Yeah. So I don't want to buy clothes that's going to fit me right now. And then later it's like, what the fuck I'm going to do with these clothes? I have enough of those options in my closet. So
Or you could order, like, a size down or a size that's kind of tight, you feel like, and then that'll be the motivation.
No, I wouldn't do that either. I'm waiting until I'm where I need to be. And not completely where I need to be, because it's going to take me a while to get completely where I need to be. But I do want to drop some weight in this quarantine time. Now, how that's going, it's not going too well, because I just had some cupcakes and ice cream yesterday before I went to sleep.
Oh, no. Cupcakes from where?
My sister brought me some cupcakes. I want to say they was from, like, Target or something like that. But I was really craving, like, vanilla ice cream and, like, some cake or, like, cupcakes or whatever. You know, it's that time. It's that time. Motherfuckers go through shit during that time, okay? So,
of course.
Bitch needed that in my life. But that's okay. I woke up this morning. I had me a smoothie. I got my waist trainer on. A bitch is working it out. Like, I'm trying to figure it out. And this is everybody's life right now, so don't fucking judge me.
I hate it when people start, like, on the first day, and they're like, I had a smoothie, and I got on my undergarments today. Like,
listen, it's a process, okay? You got to start somewhere.
By the end of the day, you'd be like, I know I lost, like, 7 pounds.
No, I don't feel that way. I definitely will not feel that way. I ain't stupid, okay? I went through this, like, weight loss process before, and you have to. We went through some weight loss process. We lost some major fucking weight.
Right.
We know that it's going to take more than one fucking day. But for me, every step, every day counts to kind of get back to where I need to be. Not yesterday. The day before yesterday, I actually went down to the garage, and I fucking jump rope, bitch. I jump motherfucking rope.
Okay.
I'm surprised that a bitch could still get up there.
it.
You know, I jumped rope. I was like, all right. I punched on a punching bag for a little while. I'm like, okay, I got a little workout. I got a little 30-minute workout in. Okay, this is progress. Like, this is better than not doing nothing. Okay.
You know, if you're an Amazon Prime member,
I am.
They have the at-home workouts for yoga. There's one called HIIT with two I's, and there's a boot camp one. And each of them are like 15 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
But pretty good. So all you do is just put it on your TV, and it's pretty easy, and you don't need anything. Like, you don't need any equipment. It's like stuff you can do on your own.
Okay. I have like a few things anyway. Like, I have a jump rope. I have a whole, what you call it? Punching bag, weight bag. I have...
Supposedly, there's been a shortage of workout equipment on Amazon, too, because everyone's been ordering.
Hello, bitch. We trying to get our life right.
There's no yoga mats or anything.
Y'all gonna have to go to Walmart. I actually got a bench press bar up here somewhere. That was my brother's, but I'm about to commandeer that bitch and be, you know, getting my squat on. We about to work this shit out. You know what? And I honestly... One of the reasons why I want to start at least doing some type of workout, yes, I do want to lose weight, but I do feel like it does help me during this time to kind of keep my mind clear a little bit, because I do suffer from anxiety. So I feel like it does help me like burn some of those, you know, yeah, extra vibes that I have going on. I'm like, okay, let me get this out. And I feel better after that. So yeah, I'm figuring out my life. Hey guys, it's your girls Lark and Nina of Single in the Loop podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and like our Facebook page.
Subscribe to us on SoundCloud, Google Play, Spreaker, and iTunes. And don't forget to leave a 5-star review.
There we go. All right. Oh, excuse me. So yeah, what else have you been doing in this quarantine this week? Well, we missed last week, so it's about like two-week update type of situation happening here.
I've been working out. Food hasn't really been a problem because I'm only buying stuff that's good to eat and stuff that's good to cook. I've been doing like some takeout, but it hasn't been bad, like crawfish. And like Chipotle is like the only place I really trust at this point. And I've had Papados, but I haven't had Papados in like 3 weeks or so. But that's been like the only like restaurant
at all.
You haven't?
I haven't had Papados at all. Oh my god!
I'm surprised you haven't craved it, because I know I have.
You know, I've been having a lot of seafood at home though, so
yeah.
I guess that's like, yesterday I wanted like brunch food, so I went out, and you know how that story went. God damn. Fucking
tell
people.
Where you went.
I don't want to say. If you're from Houston.
We've talked about them before, I'm sure.
We have definitely talked about them before. The food is good. The food is good, but the service fucking sucks. Like, I feel like every time we had an issue, I think I've only been there maybe 3 times. And every time I went, I had a fucking issue. And I know other people that have went that also had other fucking issues.
And everybody says the same thing.
The customer service fucking sucks. But yesterday, y'all know, like I said, it's that time for me. So I wanted some goddamn brunch, you know? Brunch, I'm like, oh, they brunch is good. It can't be too bad because, you know, we in quarantine, so I know I have to call in my order and pick it up. So I don't have, you know, less customer service issues, right? Fucking lied. I fucking lied to myself, okay? Because as soon as I call the goddamn number, the phone rung, and this guy answered the phone. He said, hello. And I was like, hello?
Do I have the right number?
Why? And he was like, yeah. And I said, can I place an order? He was like, oh, yeah, hold up. What the fuck, bitch? Can you say, hello? Thank you for calling. Whatever, whatever, whatever. How may I fucking help you? Or something. Don't just answer the phone like this, your fucking cell phone. Like, did I just call a nigga that I wasn't trying to call? Like, who? What the fuck? What is this? So that happened. They took the car over the phone. They were taking orders. If you were paying cash, then you had to come and actually pay cash, and they would put your order in then when you came. Okay, that was an option. The other option was you pay with your car and they would make your food right now. So when you drive up, the shit would be ready. But they charge 20% gratuity on top of what they were charging for the food.
Which I don't get. And you're writing down my card information?
Yeah.
I don't trust that shit.
Or they were typing it in. I'm watching my card because I ain't got time to be playing with these motherfucking people, okay? But it was really just, like, the card number and the expiration date. It wasn't, like, the number on the back and all that. Like, that's a lot.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm going to be keeping an eye out on my card because I don't want no motherfucking issues with them. But, yeah, the food was good. It's just the service just fucking sucks. And I'm going to have to just give it up. I'm going to have to give the place up because every single time it's an issue. And even when I went in there to pick up my food, nobody in there had fucking masks on. They were arguing about what order was what order. I'm like, nobody. There ain't even no customers in here. And y'all still fucking confused. Like, why are y'all so confused? Y'all been open for, like, what, almost a year now? Close to a year. And y'all still ain't got y'all shit together? Like, I just don't know what to do.
Well, it's the employees that they're hiring.
And the training. Something's off.
No, they're off. They're not finding people that actually want to work, that actually have common logical sense. Like,
common sense is not common, Nina. Common sense is not common. And speaking of common sense, if y'all are here in Houston or Texas, Georgia, Atlanta, any of these places that is trying to open or have open, use your common sense to stay in black ass at home.
Don't do it.
Brown ass at home, white ass at home, whoever is listening, stay at home because this ain't nothing but a motherfucking setup. It's a setup.
Don't do it. So, Governor.
No, Abbott.
What's the fool's name?
Abbott. Fuck a governor. Okay. Abbott ass governor over here.
Abbott, and he has spoken. He had a press conference today. Well, it'll be two. I know technically today is Tuesday, but Monday had a conference and saying that the stay-at-home order is still in effect till Thursday.
Which, April 30th.
April 30th. Mm-hmm. And then this Friday, May 1st, we'll start the opening of some businesses. Now.
Such as? Do you remember?
All retail stores, malls, restaurants, and movie theaters.
Correct.
So, I'm confused because he said not all businesses can be all open at once.
Right.
But yet, you're picking the biggest population of businesses
to be open.
At once. At once. So,
and limiting them to 20%.
I want to call them a nigga so bad, but.
Don't disrespect us like that. Okay.
I know, but.
This motherfucker.
This man, like, it's like, and I kept reading the captions under it because it just says not all businesses can reopen at once. Right. And then it says retail stores, malls, movie theaters, and mall, what else? Did I miss one? And restaurants can open on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Texas. But if we're just talking about Houston alone, okay, restaurants, movie theaters, that's a lot of businesses to be running at once. But I guess because it doesn't include the nail shops, the salons, the bars, and the gyms, it's like, oh, we're not opening all businesses at once. But you're opening, you're saying that it's okay to open all these malls, okay? Now, I only know Houston. But we got Galleria, we got Greens Point, we got Willowbrook, we got Deerbrook, we got Memorial City Mall, we got, what else we got?
Baybrook.
The Woodlands Mall, Baybrook.
I'm pretty sure some motherfucking malls.
And Sugarland.
And are they just talking about malls, or are they talking about strip centers as well? Like, that goes even deeper.
Retail is anything that people need to shop for. Anything. But you're saying that all businesses can't open at once. Then you leave it up to the business owners to only have 25% of occupancy in your businesses.
At one time.
Mm-hmm. Depending on how big in square footage your business is. Mm-hmm. And the capacity that it holds. So, I don't know how this is supposed to work, but they say this is phase one.
And let's not forget that he said this was phase one. They were opening this. Like, basically, this is a test. You know how they say, dude, this is a test of emergency. This is a fucking test, okay? He said, if they don't see a spike. So, basically, you're telling people to go back out, finish enjoying their motherfucking lives, because this is going to be their last days on fucking Earth. It's basically what you're telling them. Like, go ahead, go out there, and let's see if it spikes and more people die, then we'll try to reel it back in. Like, what is the point of that? What is the point of putting all these people's lives at risk for a fucking test? Like, we know people are dying. We know the coronavirus is real. What else do we need to know? We need a fucking cure. We need a vaccine. That's what we need. Not more people being out in the street, obviously being infected.
They didn't mention anything about that. They didn't mention anything about the vaccine. Where is it? No.
No.
They showed us a lousy handbook of opening up Texas
and the rules and regulations. Fuck your rules and regulations.
Where are we supposed to get this book? Did he say where?
You probably have to pay for it. I bet you gotta pay for it. But
it's just that. And also during the press conference, someone asked a question about African Americans, and he ran over his answer. Was just like, oh, we're looking into those cases. No, you're not.
Because we're all the lowest on the totem pole, okay? Basically, the thing is, they want the economy to pick back up.
Right.
Anybody with common sense know the blue collar worker and under are people of color, okay? Mm-hmm. So basically, they will like to sacrifice the people of color in order to make their pockets fat, okay? Mind you, their pockets have already been fat. They've been fat. They're not losing anything. They're not losing not a goddamn thing. They could still survive for many years. Their generations and generations and generations will be taken care of, okay? But because everything is kind of at a standstill right now, they're not making as much money as they used to making, they have a problem. So they want to put the black people, they want to put the brown people, anybody of color that has work some type of job, like the frontline people are already there. And I feel like people overlook these frontline people, not just talking about doctors, not just talking about nurses. We're talking about the people that clean the hospitals. We're talking about janitors. All of these people are putting their life at risk already. Okay. Now you want to put more people out here to fucking sell products that don't even fucking exist.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. Why does malls need to be open? What's in the fucking mall? Who don't have a website at this point?
Right.
Movie theaters. Do you know how much money it costs to run a fucking movie theater? And you only want them to have 20% of people in there? They might as well just be closed. That's just stupid.
My question is, if the movie theaters are opening back up, are they going to disinfect every seat in each theater room of the movie theater?
Every time somebody get the fuck up?
Every time the movie is over?
Yeah, every time. Every single time. No. Why? Because they're not going to bring back their whole staff. It costs too much money to even run a movie. You know how much electricity that is? That doesn't even make any sense. None of that makes any sense. And you cannot make it make sense. None of it. You want to open movie theaters. You want to open malls. For what? So people can gather, so people can touch things, so this thing can continue to spread like it was already spreading?
I think they want to see if it's still like a huge outbreak how it was in, what was that, March, I guess?
It will be. You know why? Because half of the city of Houston still haven't been tested.
Right.
We haven't tested enough people to be telling people to go back out in the street. None of that makes any sense.
It doesn't.
And they don't care to make it make sense.
It will happen in another 2 weeks.
I think that's it.
I bet you in another 2 weeks, May 18th, to be exact, they said, it probably, the numbers probably will go up again.
Yeah, it's going to increase.
They're trying to see if there's going to be, like, a spark in it, and I want to see it, too. I want to see, like, how many dumb people actually believe this shit. Especially the people who don't have to be outside. Like, if it's not work or anything, stay at home. Now, they did make it clear that for businesses to be open, it's not a requirement. It is up to them if they want to open or not.
This is true, but then you also have to look at things like this. Like, let's just say I own a clothing store. Okay, I own a clothing store. I have 5 employees. I want all 5 of my employees to come back because I choose to be open. Okay, my employees don't feel comfortable coming back. So what am I going to do? I'm going to fire them. Right? I'm going to fire them. And now that puts them in jeopardy of not being able to get their unemployment. Right? And them also opening all these things, right, is messing with the people with unemployment already, because now unemployment is going to tell them, well, other things are open, so you can go find a job somewhere else. You can go find a job at a movie theater because movie theater is open. You can go find a job over here because they're open. So they're really trying to fuck people any way possible. They're trying to fuck your unemployment. They're trying to kill off the older people so they don't have to pay Social Security. They're trying to do as many things as possible to either kill people, make people kill people, or die from starvation. What are those three?
I just hope there aren't parents that are like, you know, kids are still out of school. School is not going to resume.
Didn't he even say summer camps?
Huh?
Didn't he say they were going to reopen summer camps?
It's still in the process if they're going to do that. But I'm talking about now with kids being out of school, like, parents, like, you know, there's some parents who can't wait to get rid of their kids, like, yeah, drop them off somewhere, and you know that's exactly what they're about to do.
They're gonna get rid of them, all right, permanently.
They're gonna drop them off at, but the thing is, they're gonna drop them off at all these places, the malls, the movie theaters, okay? And then that's just gonna be, and you know, kids, they have a better immune system, so what if they're just out, whatever, whatever, and then they come home and give it to the parents? Or Big Mama. Or somebody. So, I just say, people be smart. I don't intend on indulging in any of this foolery. I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing. And just go out when it's necessary. Whenever I need essential things. Grocery store. CVS. Whatever. Or if I want to pick up some food or something like that. But other than that,
stay your ass at home.
I'm staying home.
Stay your ass at home. None of this makes any sense. It's just not even logical. Like, it doesn't make any sense, but it doesn't have to make sense. As long as they make a dollar, it ain't got to make sense. So that's where we at right now. We're choosing the dollar and the economy over lives. And a lot of y'all government officials are okay with this. So if you're still alive when the election comes back around, make sure you go out and do your part to get these motherfuckers up out of there. Okay? Yeah.
Another thing is that, like, going back to, like, the numbers are high with people of color, African American, having the virus. Now, it's been said, in which I do believe, that most of the people that get the virus are people that are African American. Other underlying health issues, and it makes their immune system not as strong.
Mm-hmm.
And these are communities, probably lower class communities, and people that probably day to day work. But I feel like if we're at home, I've been trying to concentrate just on better immune system, putting things in my body that's going to strengthen. And I don't mean go buy expensive, like, vitamins and stuff like that. But it's as simple as putting certain fruits in your body that's going to better your immune system.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think that since I've been, you know, in quarantine, that's just been a big thought to me, because now that I haven't been going out and everything, it made me realize, like, wow, I spent a lot of money, like, going out, like, with food, fast food, all that kind of stuff, and it's not healthy. And I feel different. My body feels different in a good way. But I also think this is a time where we need to just, like, better ourselves, like, mentally and physically, just by, like, what we're putting in our bodies and stuff. So then that we won't be affected, that our bodies can fight off the virus because we are healthy. And I think with African Americans, we tend not to take care of ourselves. And I think we knew that like before all of this anyways, but this kind of makes it like real. Like, it's like, if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not going to the doctor, you're not getting checkups, you're not checking your blood sugar, your blood levels, and stuff like that.
I think it just kind of depends. I feel like in the African American community or people of color, you know, community, because sometimes it's just not just us. There is a history behind a lot of things that a lot of people eat. And then there's also some type of education level. Like for my family in particular, like my mom has always been like a health nut. So she's always believed in vitamins. Oh, you take this vitamin, you do this, you do that, you do that, whatever. And of course encouraged my dad to do the same thing. That's why he looks so damn good at his fucking age. Okay. So there are things, vitamins that are very important. So I grew up in a household like that. My grandmother has been a vegan for I don't even know how long, her brother, her sister, like, so I grew up in a family of knowing, you know, the things that you need to do with your body, things that you need to put in your body, and things you don't need to eat. Okay. Now you have the other side where it's like, we just gonna eat what we can eat because this is what we can afford, and that's just that. That is a lot of the community. But now I feel like for us, like our people our age, we are educating ourselves and we're going back and educating our parents and our grandparents on things. And this has been happening even before the coronavirus even came, of, you know, vitamins and doing this for health wise. And I think that's really important. It's time for us, like people our age, people in our early 20s. I have a cousin that's, what, is she 19? She's 19. She went off to college. She went to Clark Atlanta. She turned into a whole vegan. Like, just like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Just a different lifestyle. She has came back. She showed my mom different recipes for different things. You know, so I feel like people in their 20s, people in their 30s, we have the power right now to take back our community and help our community do better for our health, like health-wise.
Right.
Because we're more educated. It's more information out there. It's more resources for us to do that. So I would encourage everybody to do that. Yeah, we have a stubborn uncle somewhere that just don't care. Give him his pork rinds and leave him the fuck alone. You better put some vitamin C in that shit. Keep it moving. Like, we have to do better as community. And I feel like we are. Like, a lot of us are taking our health serious and is trying to help our family and our kids, if we have kids, to do better and live longer, healthier lifestyles. So.
Right.
It just depends.
I don't know. I just say be smart, people. And honestly, if you do decide to like go to a restaurant or go,
but why? Why?
I know it's like why, but if you must, just
you don't
have a mask. Please be aware of your surroundings. If you are uncomfortable, please speak up to a business owner or somebody, or just leave, you know? But I really feel like if we've stayed at home all this time, I think you can do it for like another month, because I don't feel like we shouldn't be opening right now. 2 weeks ago, they didn't even know if the stay-at-home order was going to be cut off at the date that they said. 2 weeks ago, they didn't know that. They were like, oh, we'll probably extend it. Now they're like, oh, no. It's going to be fine.
They didn't say that. They didn't say it was going to be fine. They just said, get out there. Try it out for your fucking self. They never lied and said, oh.
Like, but how does it go from, oh, it's getting really bad 2 weeks ago to, oh, it's okay now?
Use your common fucking sense. Because it's not okay. Right. It's not okay. Everything they're saying is a lie. It's all a lie. And you can believe it or you can choose not to believe it. But, I mean, eventually, time will tell. And that's the scary part. Time will definitely tell. So here, we definitely haven't tested enough people. We still getting testing sites open. One just opened today. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just now still opening testing sites. So you mean to tell me it's okay for people to go out and go to the mall and go to the movie theater and you still opening fucking testing sites? That don't sound right to me, but okay. All right.
They need to, what they should have done is set aside this upcoming month for testing sites and encouraging and urging people to go get tested. That should be the socializing of it all.
Yeah.
If we want to be honest, like not opening up businesses, congregate people to go get tested for this shit.
And churches was on that list as well. Y'all, we love the Lord just like everybody else, but please do not go up in these churches. like don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. This is stressful.
It is, but I mean, you just stay home. I mean, just stay indoors and stay indoors.
Yeah. But I mean, the sad part about that is sometimes some people don't have an option because, like I said, if I owned a store and I chose to open, I tell my employees to come back. What you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? If this is your only means of income and this is how you support your family and things like that, yeah, you don't feel comfortable. You can either say, no, I don't feel comfortable, and they fire you, or you go and put your life at risk to make some money. Like, it's really sad. It's really sad. And this is how they're forcing people out the door. Like, I'm gonna force you to go to work. I'm gonna force you to do this, that, and the other because we're ready for our economy to pick back up. And it's just, it's heartbreaking. This is why being an entrepreneur is very important as well in our Black community. We need to definitely push that more and try to support people.
Well,
and
look,
do better, you know, have more worth ethic. Look, you know, ship your shit when you're supposed to ship your shit.
To support Black businesses, but y'all don't want to run a business right. So
god damn,
we need answers. We need answers.
I'm done. This anymore.
We need answers.
How is your dating in quarantine going?
It's good. Well, it's not really dating, but you know, it's
moving around, maneuvering.
I'm not really anxious to meet new people.
Okay.
In this time that what the world is dealing with, and I kind of like feel weird, like, for people wanting to meet new people during this time.
Why?
How can I meet somebody during this time?
Listen, I can tell you right now.
No.
Love on FaceTime is how you can meet people right now. Don't forget we are doing our series of love on FaceTime so you can meet people. Okay?
That is cool, but that can only go so far.
You just want to get on these streets. Nina want a thot and bop. That's her issue.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't really want to meet anyone new.
You don't want to meet anyone new because you like the person that you're hanging with?
Yeah. Okay. I like the person that I really like the person that I'm currently talking to. And I'm, you know, of course, like I say, I met this person before everything happened. But also, you know, I am single. I do have opportunities to talk to other people, but I just choose not to. I think one is that it's like, you really don't know what people's intentions are during this time. And
true.
It can be casual. Like, it could just be on a light conversation. Like you said, FaceTime, it gives both of you guys something to do.
Yeah.
You know, but in terms of people trying to like meet up, like, you know, our fuck out of here Friday's been lit. Okay.
Girl.
But those are the people that don't have your best interest, and they're just trying to see how much they can get away with by, you know, because trust me, I can count on probably a few hands, like, being, like, people inviting me to, like, house get-together and stuff like that and hanging out, and it's like, no. Like, and it's like, Dean, you don't even care about me or anything. It's just whatever you can get in it for your, it's like for yourself.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're in a pandemic. There's a virus spreading.
It's a pandemic, but I'm trying to get in your panties.
Well, not even that. It's just the fact of like, it's like, why would you invite me somewhere with over 10 people? Yeah, no.
They don't, it just doesn't know.
It's just stupid. You're not thinking.
No.
And it makes you think about them. It's like, like you don't really care about my health or my well-being.
No.
Didn't ask if I needed anything or whatever.
Listen, for me, I haven't been doing nothing. I haven't seen my boo. I refuse to. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm not taking that chance.
He's not following the rules.
He's kind of doing a little better now. He's doing a little better now. I give him that, but it might be a little too late. So I don't know.
I know.
But yeah, I'm just not doing that. I had a few, you know, text messages. How you doing? One guy asked, was I single? Was I still single? And could he come over? And I'm like, nigga,
wait, what?
You cannot come over.
How do you do that?
I would pull up the text message, but I don't feel like it. But it was like, I posted half of it on the Fuck Outta Here Friday, this past Friday.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it was just like I don't know, niggas is random. And this whole guy is married. And I'm like, aren't you married? And he was like, oh, well, we're in the midst of a divorce. Nigga, get off of my phone. Get off of my phone. Like,
she's probably in the bed right next to you.
I'm not doing that. Even if you wasn't married, like, no, you cannot come to my house. Like, oh, I just wanted to come and, like, hang with you. You can't hang with me in my house. Don't invite yourself to my house. Like, that's just not what we doing. No. No. And I'm not single. So leave me alone.
But that's just, I don't know. I guess guys are just really trying to do the most at this point. I guess because they don't have to do a lot at this point because things are closed. So the only thing is, like, oh, well, all we can do is be indoors.
No, I'm still gonna make you spend some money.
Even all that kind of stuff.
Let's just say
another thing this quarantine stuff has taught me is
what?
I don't know how women do this all the time with dudes. Like, we talked about these women that think Netflix and chill is like dating. Like, women who go for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like they choose that over a guy taking them out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about it before where we're like, no, let a guy take you out, let him do this. But for the women who are just like, oh, I don't really like to go out that much and I enjoy just Netflix and chilling, I don't know how y'all do that all the time because that shit gets boring.
I mean, because it don't last too long. I feel like if somebody is just Netflix and then chilling with you, they probably gonna do it maybe a total of maybe 5 times, not consistently, very randomly, because I'm just coming to watch TV, we gonna fuck, and I'm gonna go do something else. Like, that's it.
Right.
It's not a consistent thing. At all.
Well, it is consistent, but that's all you're doing.
I mean, consistent to me is like every day. I don't think it's every day. I think it's like every other week or so when I want some box.
Consistent. Every other week, that's like a paycheck. So
you ain't getting paid. You just getting some.
That's consistent. But it's like, I just don't see how women only result to that. Because going through this quarantine, I'm like, I'm running out of ideas. Shit is getting boring. You know, it's fun, but it's getting kind of boring.
I'm so sorry that's happening to you.
And then, I mean, I'm still liking it and stuff. It's just that you got to think of other stuff to do.
Yeah.
Like now, it's like, oh, I had got some games and stuff to do. And that's cool. But I just don't see how females do it all the time, like regularly. And in terms of dating, you don't want to... You want, like, somebody you're dating, you want them to be around in the public just to see how they react to different things. Like, those are things that you can't really find out when y'all are indoors.
Yeah.
You gotta be in public to kind of know how he reacts to things, how he takes charge, and so forth. But, yeah.
I mean, listen. At this point, we just gonna have to figure this shit out. We don't really have a choice, but to, the only thing I can say is like, okay, well, just stop hanging out for a while.
Right. You don't hang out for a while. Like me and the guy I'm talking to, it's been like every other week.
Mm-hmm.
So at first it was like every week because I think we were used to not seeing each other as consistently.
Mm-hmm.
before everything just because of schedules and stuff. And now it's kind of like, it's been like every other week, which I'm not complaining. So I think that's not a bad thing. I think that's a pretty good thing because we're both recognizing like what works at the moment.
I think it is.
And
okay.
I feel like we both like our space and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's another thing too.
Listen, only thing about that, I feel like it might kind of backfire just a little bit because it's like, so we go from like hanging out all the time to like not hanging out. Like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody can take that the wrong way. But if you choose to do that, then I would say just have a conversation. Like, not saying that I'm bored with you. I'm just bored with the circumstances.
Well, I think not seeing each other every week or as like how it was, because you weren't used to seeing that person as consistently. Now that it's been that, it's like, okay. But how I am is that it's like, I like to be like under somebody, but I also want my space.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like that too. And I think it kind of just works.
Okay.
I think that, you know, I guess the real thing would be like when everything gets back regular again, the world, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But for now, I mean, I'm okay with it.
Not mad at it. Whatever. We'll see. I am tired of being in the house, but I'm going to find something new in this motherfucking house, okay? And I suggest everybody else do the same thing. I'm not tired. I have so much stuff I need to do in my house. I guess I'm just, like, kind of procrastinating, which I need to stop because I know when it is time to go back outside, I'm like, damn, I had all this time to do the stuff in this house and I didn't fucking do it. So that's what I'm going to work on. I'm going to stop answering text messages in a little bit because motherfuckers getting on my nerves.
From who?
Just like people that's bored. Bored in the house and they want to text Lark. Bored in the house and they want to text Lark. Bored in the motherfucker in the house and they want to text. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not responding. I'm not coming out of my house. I just don't want to do it. I want to be at peace in my own motherfucking space. Safe. Okay?
Right.
And y'all disturbing my peace. Okay? That's all. So, you sent me something earlier about fucking Jennifer Williams. Okay.
Oh, I don't know why that's coming up. Because I thought that was dead. Like,
well, okay. So did I not send you the post about like somebody stealing her car?
Who stole her car?
Okay, so she posted, and it was like on some social media outlets or whatever, that this guy, she was looking for this guy that stole her car and like stole some money from her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so things are kind of coming out a little bit more now. And that's what made Tim from Sweetie Pies say, you know, did you read the whole post?
Yeah.
That she was like lying, this is that and the other, because like that's her character, that guy did not steal no money from her, he didn't steal no car from her, he just don't want to be with her no more. And that's what she does when you don't want to be with her anymore, she tries to destroy you, okay?
So what he posted about, that situation had nothing to do with Tim.
No.
From Sweetie Pies.
No. He was basically posting like she did this to me too. Like this is why this was on Basketball Wives saying I was harassing her and I was doing
he
all this
needs
stuff.
To sit the fuck down and stay the fuck out of it.
But okay. I think she's still like harassing him too though. Like because those messages said like today. Like those screenshots said fucking.
But
today.
He also the messages, like, when I was sliding through, they didn't go hand in hand. Like, it was kind of, like, cut off. So
they were cut off, and I don't believe he's totally innocent in the whole situation either.
I don't think so either.
But
I understand that he was trying to, like, basically say, like, yeah, this happened to me too, but it didn't need all of that. Like, it could have been shortened. That was long. Like,
that was long. That was a lot to read. And then including
all
the screenshot
was just post the conversations that kind of look like the other conversations. Maybe a 2-3 sentence caption. and that's it.
Well, but I'm actually kind of glad that he did go into some of those details, because he added the guy and I was like, oh, let me go over here. So okay. I went to that guy's page and this nigga posted some fucking receipts. Okay. He posted receipts of him and Jennifer's conversation. And he was basically saying, like, he stopped dealing with Jennifer because she is ugly, like, on the inside. Like, she's, like, very evil. And he posted receipts. It was, like, a picture of video picture of her. Like, you know how you send somebody a message of you or whatever. And then under that, they were talking about basketball-wise, because she was like, oh, I'm getting ready to go, you know, film or whatever. And he was like, okay, you know, like, don't let nobody, you know, take you there and do all this, whatever. You were bigger than that. You're a good person. This is that and the other. And then I think he had texted a lady and was like, how's it going? She was like, oh, she wanted to slap the shit out of Shawnee and Evelyn. She should leak Evelyn's daughter's nudes and all kind of stuff. I was like, oh, Jennifer, bitch, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Bitch. I don't know. She's not really important to me ever since that stuff started, and she can't get a man to save her life, and
I wonder why at this point. But he was basically saying he didn't steal her car. He gave her money to pay off the Range Rover, because she said,
who is he?
I don't fucking know. I don't know who this is.
Like a business guy or something?
I don't know who he is. I don't know. Because this page that he tagged, it wasn't, I don't know if he had to remake a page because the other page was like being harassed or whatever, but it wasn't that much information on there. But he's basically saying that he gave Jennifer the money to pay off the Range Rover because she said she couldn't afford it. And then he also gave her other money. He co-signed or put money down for her Ferrari. He had pictures. Like, he had receipts. He had receipts, but now that he said that he didn't want to be with her, but it wasn't like they were together. And this is the same thing, I guess, that Tim was saying. This guy lives in Atlanta. I know Jennifer moved to Atlanta, and he said she moved to Atlanta to be with him. He told her not to because he had just got out of a long-term relationship with his baby mama, so he wasn't ready to be in a relationship. They were just kind of like, you know, doing whatever. So she, I guess, wanted to press the matter a little bit more, moved to Atlanta. Now he don't want to be with her, and she trying to say that he stole X, Y, and Z and did all this type of stuff to him, to her, to, I guess, ruin him or whatever. So, yeah, Jennifer got some issues, but we're going to pray for her.
Apparently, she ain't got no money.
What did Eric tell her? Let me tell you something. Be careful. You gotta be real careful.
You don't have any money because last time I checked, Basketball Wives is filmed in LA. And then you just up and moved to Atlanta. Okay.
Well, Malaysia live in Atlanta too. No.
True. But she's not really. She was on Basketball Wives last season, right?
Yeah.
But like most of them, a lot of them, some of them live in LA, some of them don't.
Most of them don't live in LA. Tammy live in fucking Houston.
Tammy doesn't live in LA. Tammy rents Airbnbs to be on the show.
Yeah. She live right here in the heart of Houston, Texas.
Honestly, most of them probably do that. Even Love and Hip Hop, all of them. They probably do that all the time.
Yeah.
But Jennifer, I never really liked her. I feel like she paints herself to be like one thing and then she's not.
Yeah.
But yeah. Good luck to her, I guess.
We'll see what happens. Okay, so can we talk about this NFL draft?
Okay. Just a little bit. I mean, what happened? Whatever they showed has been going on since the beginning of time. Every draft, it's always
That shit was so fucking funny, though. Like, because these mamas was not fucking playing with they sons, okay? Now, as we all know, there is, like Nina says, been going on from the beginning of the time. A lot of these athletes that's going to the draft, all different types, basketball, football, whatever. They all, not all, but a lot of them have
girlfriends.
That are girlfriends, baby mamas, because a lot of them had kids. Girlfriends, baby mamas, some of them might be wives or whatever, that are of a different race. Okay, most of these are black men that have white or Hispanic or some other descent, girlfriend, baby mama, wife. Okay. Uh-huh. We know this happens. We know why it happens. We don't even really want to go into all that. Okay. White is right sometimes for some of these niggas. Okay. So.
But do we really know why it happens?
I feel like it happens because a lot of our black athletes go to predominantly white schools. Okay. They choose, you know, because they have a better team or they have more resources to be drafted. Okay. They don't really go to our TSUs like that. They don't go to our previews like that. But TSU preview could be on the level of some top white college if our black players chose to go to those schools and stop giving the money to these white colleges. But that's, we're not even gonna go there. Okay.
Well, a lot of these white colleges got more money.
But they making money off of the athletes. The athletes are not getting paid. But they pay, people pay for tickets to go to games.
To have a free education.
So can TSU give them a free education? So what?
First of all, TSU can't afford a lot right now.
I'm just saying, a black HBCU could give an athlete free education. They could.
They do, and they do, but they're very selective.
But... That's because they don't.
If they get like a full ride to Prairie View, but then they get a full ride to UT, I'm gonna take my ass to UT.
Right, because they get more of the highlight. Right. People look at them more because they are a big school. They have the money to put you on the map, but they only have the money to put you on the map because they're using black bodies. That's it.
Right.
They're using black bodies to make money. Okay, that's why they are popular. So these are more predominantly white schools that these mostly low-income kids are going to, okay? They're giving them a ball, telling them to run, shoot, kick, whatever, okay? Then they're presented with these white. I know personal experience. My brother once played professional baseball, traveled to different colleges to play baseball. You know what they brought when they went to parties and stuff? White girls. Here you go, this white girl, this white girl, this white girl, this white girl. They do it all the time. Because why? For some reason, a lot of black guys think that once you have a white girl, your life is supposed to be better. I don't fucking know. I also think that in our society, it's like, oh, black women are gold diggers. They only want you for your money. This is that and other. So if you get you a white girl, you good. But really, on the other hand, a lot of white girls are gold diggers and they only want you for your money because they wouldn't look at you twice if you was just a regular ass nigga. But you know.
But how many times has it came up? Like, for example, what's his name? Derrick Rose. Okay.
Okay.
His now wife had been called out, which he's not the only one, but a lot of these girls have made racist tweets back in the day.
Yeah.
Before they were even with this person.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I was young and stupid then, but I'm like, but you weren't stupid enough to have those beliefs, so I don't understand. Now, Derrick Rose's baby's mother, his first baby's mother is black, but he married a white woman, and they have two kids together now.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they always seek out the woman that they couldn't get if they were just a regular black guy. Like, you could be a regular African-American student at UT or Texas A&M getting it on a full academic scholarship, mm-hmm. but they won't talk to them.
No.
Which is weird because I'm like, well, he's really smart and he's on a full ride academically, so that's a lot of potential.
No.
But that's not what it is. It's a status thing.
Yep.
It's a status thing. And that's the only way, like, they'll get there. And whatever happened to men wanting to date or be with women like their mothers? Like, whatever happened to that?
You fucking asked them, niggas. I don't know. Mama,
them girls look nothing like they mom, okay?
Can't relate.
And I'm not even talking about being black, like, even if you're white, like, you know what I mean? But it's just like, whatever happened to that inner instinct? Because all men, I feel like, have it where when they meet a woman, there's something about the woman, they're like, oh, that reminds me of my mom, you know? And they take that and they, whatever. I guess in that world, it just doesn't
matter. Exist. who is the finest.
Can somebody do a documentary about this?
I would love for somebody to do a documentary. Oh my God, that would be.
But we need like new generation, and we need the old generation to explain. Like, we need some people, older athletes, to explain this, and some celebrities. Like, I really want this to, like, I really want somebody to pitch this
to Netflix.
To somebody. But, like, we need, like, maybe retired athletes, even current athletes, just to explain the logic and why this happens. I really want to watch this. Like, I really want this to happen because I need answers.
I want
to understand, because my thing is that, you know, I'm not color struck, I'm not racist, but I want to understand the logic.
Yeah.
Like, what are you thinking when this happens? Are you even thinking? You know?
Some of them might not think it's nothing to think about. It's like, okay, this is just, and it could be possible, like you say, it's not about racism or anything like that. It could be possible that you just fall in love with a person. Right.
Exactly.
Possible. And it, to be clear, it is possible. Like I say, a lot of these kids, these young black guys, go to predominantly white schools. So it just might be the surrounding. You only surrounded by white girls, so that's the only thing that you're looking at. So it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I like her, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
That's just, it's just a fucking catch-22, and it just happens. But when we have a problem is when we come and we see videos that's posted online, we have athletes sitting here with their white wives talking about cheers to light-skinned babies. That's hate. That's when we have more of a problem. Oh, it happened. It definitely happened. It happened. Motherfuckers on vacation. It was a couple of black ass men, athletes sitting at this table with their white ass wives or their whatever the fuck wives. Okay. They were not black, and they cheersing. Yeah. Cheers to light skinned babies. Like,
some people think that mixing the race is going to get their offsprings further in life.
I think if I was a black man, I would want, or I would prefer to be with someone that can understand where I come from.
Yeah.
And can also teach my kids who they are.
Right.
Because I don't feel like you can teach us. Like, if you didn't go to school, right, you can't teach your kid how to read if you don't know how to read.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you have a biracial child, most of the time, they're going to look more black than white.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to question it.
I think it just depends on genetics.
I mean, most of the time, you can tell. Like, you can look at a person and be like, oh, they got a mama that's black, or they got a daddy that's black. Like, you can look at a person and tell, you can see the black. Like, you can't hide the black. It is very rare that you can see a biracial person and can't tell that they're biracial.
Right.
That is very rare. Like, you see the black. So it's really hard for someone that is non-black to teach somebody that is black or half black about their blackness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? And I'm not talking about the shit that's in the fucking history books. What's happening, shit that's in the fucking history books is not even right. I'm talking about, like, the culture, the everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't, if I ain't white, I can't teach you about being white if I ain't white.
Well, it's just about educating yourself.
Yeah, but I still can't teach you how to be white. I can read as many books as I want to.
What people have it confused is that it's not a, like, and that's something that people do. They tend to do, like, oh, I can't teach you how to be white, but it's like, what's being white?
You have a history. You have a history, though.
You have history, but it's kind of like when someone says, like, I remember when I first moved here, like, people would be like, why do you talk like you're white? And I'm like, I don't know what that means. That's stupid.
That's
like,
dumb.
People be like, right, but that's, it's kind of like as if people refer to, like, oh, white people only do this. Like, white people are the only people that talk proper. I'm like, no, that's not true.
No.
You just haven't been blessed to be around people that talk correctly, and I'm sorry for you.
Yeah. But no, I'm talking about more of, like, the history. And I'm not talking about in a book. Don't talk about that.
I just feel like if you're biracial, it's up to both parents to like educate them on both and literally make it important that both sides are accepted, because obviously their parents, if they're still together, they love each other and they really have to make that known.
That can be the case, but then I also feel like we all know most of the when raising a child, most of the burden lies on the mother.
Yeah.
That's just period. So, right. As a Caucasian mother, how do I do that?
Do what? Like,
how do I teach my child, my half black, half white child, their history on being black if I don't know anything about being black?
I mean, you still have a brain.
What you gonna do? Read a book? But books are not gonna help you.
But it's not about reading a book. It's like, okay, you have a better half. You have a better half.
Most of their better halves is out running footballs. They ain't even at home. So what now? We gonna go to grandma? What we doing?
That's still your. I don't think that you have to have all the answers right then and there. I think it's up to the person to find a way to explain to them.
And if they want to, because a lot of people don't care.
It's not reading a book or anything like that. It's just that's a conversation you have with your husband or whomever.
But do you feel like a lot of these people are thinking about that before they be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be with this white girl? No.
I mean, in the football, whatever sports world, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope. I'm not saying all. I do think some of them might take it seriously. I feel like if I was with, let's say I was with a white man who played football,
mm-hmm.
okay, I would really make it important that I know, like, we figure out, like, okay, how are we going to approach this when those questions come up and so forth. Those are, like, plans that you have to have when considering, like, somebody, you know, if you're entering an interracial relationship. But I'm just saying, I was just like, what happened to the son that want to marry somebody like their mama? Like, I just don't know where that went.
There's still a few out here. It's a few.
It is, but I think just with the lifestyle, it kind of overpowers the, you know, because you're so focused on playing ball in the craft that you really don't have time to, like, think about the social life part of your life, you know?
But I feel like that should be something that was already instilled in you before at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a balance when it comes to that type of lifestyle. But a lot of them don't have that balance, because if you think about it, a lot of them come from different households. Some of their mamas probably was at fucking work. Their daddy wasn't in the house. It was one kid that was drafted. I don't remember where he went. I want to say he went to the Saints or something like that. When they told his story, I feel like we were all like, oh my God. Like, what the fuck? Like, his dad died when he was one,
mm-hmm.
because he failed, the kid that was drafted failed. They went boating and he fell in the water, and his dad died trying to save him at one, the baby at one. Okay. The kid. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we was like, oh, okay. Tragic. Then mm-hmm. he was saying when he was like 10, his brother got struck by lightning when they were outside playing ball. Uh-huh. And then his brother was like 12. And I'm like, and his brother was like a really good football player or something, like, you know, he was really popular, good football player. So he's like, he wants to live up to that legacy. But I'm like, God, like, people really be going through shit. Like, people.
Yeah.
These stories is like disturbing.
It is. But, you know, they don't let it define their future. That's why they try to do better. But a lot of the things that's common with young black men, you know, they all come from lower income poverty and stuff like that. So when they do have this new life that opens up for them, you know, they want all the things that they feel like they couldn't have if they stayed in the hood anyway.
And that includes a white woman. So there you go. There you go. Right. There's the end of your Netflix series right there.
That mama was not playing pulling that girl up. First of all, why didn't she move her beforehand?
Well, I don't think that was the case. I think the case was she was blocking him. Like, she was basically like holding over him. You couldn't see his face. All you could see was like half of the hat. It's like, okay,
she hug him. She should have never been sitting in front of the camera like that anyways.
True. But hug him and move. Like, get off him. You know what I'm saying? And the mom, you can see the mom, like, kind of, like, you know, touched her a little bit. Like, and this is what I'm saying about being black. This is shit I'm talking about being black. Your mama or somebody in your family do you like that, you know you need to move, right? You know you need to move. That's the simple shit. I mean, you can't read that in the book. Somebody in your family.
But these girlfriends or whoever beforehand, it's like, honey, this is just the beginning. He hasn't even tasted what the athlete life is like. Like, he knows what it's like college level wise.
Right. And you survived that.
Right. I don't know.
I just want to be a fly in that house when that shit happened, girl. Like, you had, and then you jacked away from the mama. The mama pulled your orbit. You jacked, like, nah, sis. Like, I ain't, girl, what the fuck? Do you want to be allowed back in this house ever again? Like, are you trying to get beat up? Because I'm pretty sure he has some hood cousins somewhere in the back. And they was from fucking New York. They was from Brooklyn. Bitch, stop playing. Get up. Get up. Come on. Come on, go over here.
Best of luck to those young men. Best of luck.
Did you see they posted the meme of, what's his name? Russell.
Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Yeah. Even know who she was. I mean, I really didn't really pay attention to Russell Wilson until he got with Sierra anyway.
Right. I mean, he was married to her and shit. You know.
They had no kids together?
No.
Oh. I wonder why.
I mean, she was probably trying to live that life. And I think she cheated on him or some shit like that with one of his teammates.
Teammates?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wonder how that worked out.
You know, that's kind of odd. Like, he was with a white woman. They were married, right?
Yeah.
And then he went to Sierra.
Yeah. His mama got hella ass.
Like, you know, mostly, but I feel like men like him, it's like, oh, you know, you fall in love with whoever you fall in love with. It's like, okay, Russell.
I mean, you do. You know.
That's the all-American speech. I want to know, really, like, and I could see him. He, you know, you never know. What if he dated mostly white women all his life until Sierra?
This is possible.
It is possible.
It's possible. But I mean, I seen, who was that, when he bought his mama a house and I saw his mama and the way she was shaped, I was like, oh, baby. Baby.
Like, what did she look
his
like?
His mama had hella ass. Like, woo. She's black.
What's his dad? He does look like he's mixed.
I don't know. I just recall seeing his mama.
Okay, but maybe his dad is like Puerto Rican or something. I don't know.
But his mom was a brick house. I said, oh, that's why you went out. You came back over to the black side. Oh, okay. Okay. All right, well, so, all right. They say Sierra got the twerking on it.
Right.
My goodies. He was like, oh, your goodies, girl. Yes, let's get it. Let's go. Meet me at the altar, bring your white dress. Whatever. I hope everybody is, you know, going to be very successful in this upcoming season, whenever the fuck the season's going to start. Safe.
Technically, they're supposed to start, like, camp, right?
It ain't happening. I just don't know what our new normal is going to be after all this quarantine is safely over, when we can safely go outside, not go outside right now. I don't know.
But I just say, just move accordingly, be smart about things, and I will not be in the clubs when they open up. Sure won't.
In the clubs. Fucked up. I got my people with me. Was that your Nina's Corner?
That was probably Nina's Corner.
That was your Nina's Corner. Okay, Nina's Corner. A moment with Lark, echoing what Nina said. Stay the fuck in the house. Like, I don't know what else to tell y'all. Stay in the house. Stay productive. Call your cousins, your sisters, your brothers, your mamas.
Keep doing the Zoom parties. They're a lot of fun. Yeah. We did a Zoom party. It was fun.
It was fun. Yeah. Shout out to everybody that have birthdays this month, you know, next month. We gonna get through this. When we get ready to go outside, when it's really safely time to go outside, we gonna turn up. Like, we gonna have to celebrate everybody's birthday all at once. One, you know, one good turn up.
Right.
But I would prefer people to stay in the house, because I feel like if they do go out right now, it's gonna fuck up our summer. And we're gonna stay in the house longer because more people are gonna get sick.
Right.
And I feel like that's what Abbott is trying to do to us right now. So fuck you, Abbott. And yeah. That's where I'm at.
Well,
I ain't playing no games. Stay in the house. Cover your mouth and stay in the house. There you go. Bam. this is episode 90 of Single in a Loop. Don't forget to send us your inquiries on the Love on FaceTime.
Love on FaceTime.
We can get this shit popping, you know, get y'all some connections out here. And that's it. We out.
And we out.
Just because the episode is over doesn't mean you're out the loop. Make sure you send your listener letters to singleinloop@gmail.com or DM us @singleintheloop.